This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Jack Miller, who joins us on the line. Jack, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Welcome to Power Lunch.
Hi there, Faith. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Help us out here, Jack. If we've just come to know about your political party for the very first time, who are the Cape, or what is the Cape Independent Party?
The Cape Independence Party is, as the name implies, a political organization that is pushing for, first of all, greater decentralization to the provinces, particularly the Western Cape. And if the ANC or DA governments will not negotiate with us on that basis, we will then push for a referendum in the Western Cape to declare the Cape an independent country.
Why would you like to declare the Cape an independent country?
You know, in 94, we were promised a dream of a rainbow nation. And, you know, you don't even hear the ANC talking about that word anymore. All we hear about today is expropriation without compensation, more black economic empowerment, you know, the collapsing of the economy, how children can't get a proper education, matriculants are leaving illiterate. You know, we looked at what happened in KwaZulu-Natal a few weeks ago, people getting shot dead in the streets, the military and the police can't even protect our own citizens. You know, we just don't want the Cape to go that direction. And we believe we can have a true rainbow nation with good governance. We get rid of this corruption. We put in a system that respects individuals on their, you know, their character. And yeah, you know, we had great hopes in 94, but the ANC has absolutely driven this country into the ground. And frankly, we're not just opposed to the ANC. Mm-hmm. We are opposed to the DA. Just as the ANC has got a stranglehold on national politics, the DA here in the Western Cape has got a stranglehold on provincial politics, and they leave a lot to be desired. So we wish to challenge the entire political system. We believe that decentralization will work well, not just for the Western Cape, but in fact every province around South Africa, but we're obviously focused in the Cape.
Yeah.
And we want to hold both the ANC and the DA to account.
Tell me this, do you represent the minority or do you represent the majority?
We represent the majority of the Cape. In fact, there was polling done a few weeks ago that showed that almost 60% of people living in the Western Cape are in favor of having a referendum on Cape independence.
So when you're saying that that's 60%, is this 60% including people in Khayelitsha? Is this 60% including people in the in the informal settlements, in Mitchell's Plain and the like?
Yes, absolutely. It's across the spectrum. So what it showed was that there was support across every single racial group in the Western Cape. The largest group which supports Cape independence is the coloured population. So approximately 60% of the coloured population is in favour of Cape independence.
Of the coloured population?
Yes.
And how was this sample size actually taken? How was this research conducted? Was it door-to-door campaigns? Was it online? Was it telephonic?
The CIAG, Cape Independence Advocacy Group, hired a company to conduct the polling. And they're a very well-acclaimed statistical analysis polling company. And so if you want the finer details of that, then we can certainly provide that to you.
Yeah, because as I'm sure you can appreciate that there's a difference between getting an online survey, which will only serve the minority, versus door-to-door, which will then understand and help you guys interpret the data, whether the data favors the privileged few or the data actually favors the masses.
Yes, no, look, it's been well accepted. This poll was published a few months ago and has been broadcast throughout South Africa. So it's been verified multiple times over. If you would like the contact details, I can certainly give that to you.
All right. So when you're saying that you're calling for the Cape independence and the independence of the Western Cape in itself, that they're not getting enough, they're not meeting the requirements of the Rainbow Nation as per the ANC, are you saying that if, for whatever reason, the Western Cape becomes independent, you will do away with black economic empowerment, you will do away with affirmative action, you will do away with land issues, you will do away... What exactly will you institute in place of that? So BEE does not exist in an independent Cape Town.
No, we'd get rid of that straight away. I mean, black economic empowerment's got to go. We would replace that with something called Cape Economic Empowerment, where we would have a system of first come, first serve. Race would have nothing to do with services that should be delivered by the government. So, for example, we have a huge number of Cape Independence Party supporters in the coloured community. We've got an instance where there's an elderly lady, grandmother, who's been on the housing list for almost 40 years, who is still living in a backyard dwelling where people who are coming into the Western Cape within 6 months are getting houses with free electricity, free water, simply because of their skin colour. So this is absolutely unacceptable. You know, this is racism to the first degree, and we would certainly do away with it straight away.
All right. Do you acknowledge that apartheid existed?
Of course.
Do you acknowledge?
We're against both the ANC regime as well as the apartheid government. And in fact, we're against the South African political system. And this is where I think, you know, our respected colleagues in the EFF and ANC might agree with us here, is that and a lot of people don't talk about this. What is South Africa? South Africa is not a country. We were forced into this situation by a British colonial empire's ambitions to control the gold in the Transvaal territories and to control the diamonds in Kimberley. So South Africa is just, it's not even the name of a country. It's a compass point on a continent. Where
so
are
help
we?
Me
We're
understand,
in Africa.
Yeah, help me understand this. The reason why I'm asking, Jack, that you do you acknowledge apartheid? Do you acknowledge that apartheid was a crime against humanity?
Yeah, sure.
Do you acknowledge that black people, just by the premise of the color of their skin, were disenfranchised, segregated, and were not allowed certain economic opportunities that were only available to white people? Is that acknowledged?
Yes, absolutely. Well,
Let me finish with that point.
Sure.
So given your acknowledgement of the crime against humanity that you've also subsequently just acknowledged, how then do you see yourselves as the Cape Independence Party addressing some of those injustices that were inculcated from 1948 and even prior to that by colonial rule? What is the plan to do the redress and the address of injustice which has put black and colored people at the back foot of economic opportunity in this country? What's your alternative, if not the alternatives that are existing that are propagating by the ANC? What would you guys do?
Well, thank you. I mean, that's exactly it. Everyone starts history from 1948. We start history where history began. Let's go back in time. If we're going to talk about injustices, you can't just start at 1948. Let's go back to 1652. Let's go back to before. Let's go back to the 1800s. Let's talk about the Imfokane, where Shaka Zulu wiped out, depending on historical records, 1 million to 2 million of the black population in Southern Africa was wiped out by Shaka Zulu. This is a part of history. Let's talk about how in the Bantu migrations to the southern parts of this area we now find ourselves in, how the Xhosa tribes were wiping out the Khoisan. So do we want to redress the injustices against the Khoisan from the Xhosa people? You know, where do you want to start history? So, yes, we need to address what the apartheid government did. Mm. And there are people in this country that may want to address the Imfokane. There are people in this country that may want to address how the Khoisan was slaughtered by the causes in the Bantu migration. So there's all, where do you want to start history? And if you go back in time, you'll find injustices everywhere. What we need to do is stop looking in the rearview mirror and look forward. How are we going to build a better country, a better future for all races moving forward?
Help me understand this, Jack. You're saying that you've got about, what, 60% of your respondents that said that they were actually in favor of an independent Western Cape?
60% of all people who live in the Western Cape, it's 58. 58. So the poll is 58% of all people, of all races, of all different income groups who live in the Western Cape are in favor of being given a democratic right to vote in a referendum to declare the Western Cape an independent country.
Mos, so local government elections, if things go your way, or any form of elections that are coming up, you guys then are going to be if you're looking at it with the stats that you're giving, that means that in a few years' time, if not after November, you guys should be an independent country in the Western Cape if 60% or 58% of all people that are living in the Western Cape actually want this referendum. That means that just around the corner, we could see an independent Western Cape. Is that what we're saying?
No, that's not what we're saying, because we've got a big problem here in the Western Cape, and that problem is the DA. The DA is ANC-lite. They adopt ANC policies to try and attract ANC voters. So the DA is very problematic. They adopt many of the policies which the ANC forces on us here in the Western Cape.
Yeah, but then the DA does not matter in this regard. If there's 60% of all people living in the Western Cape, according to the poll, that are for a referendum to make the Western Cape an independent country on its own, the DA has got nothing on you guys, because you far by far are beating them just per the poll. They're not a threat. In fact, if anything else, you guys are going to trample over them, aren't you?
No, there's a separation between people's opinions on a specific issue, which this would be a referendum, and which political parties they vote for. So people vote for the DA because they see them as a safer alternative against the ANC. That's, in fact, the only reason people here in the Western Cape vote in such large numbers for the DA. The DA is unfortunately, they support a lot of these issues, these policies which are forcing us by the ANC. So no, you know, the Cape Independence Party is giving people a voice, an outlet to express this idea for a desire for self-determination through the political process. So we're simply following the Constitution of South Africa. We're following the Electoral Act of South Africa and giving people an opportunity to have their opinions on the issues of Cape Independence heard in the government. They're not doing that. So we've got to separate the desires of people, which is to have a referendum on Cape Independence, and also the fears of people to make sure that the ANC doesn't get into the Western Cape to vote for the DA. And this is what the DA plays upon. But the DA has a stranglehold here in the Western Cape. They win each election with almost a two-thirds majority.
Yeah.
The ANC and the EFF only get about 30% combined here in the Western Cape province.
Well, Jack, I have to leave this conversation here, but I get the gist of what you're saying. Hopefully we can bring you back so that we can actually speak about this further. Time is not on our side, but I hear you. I hear you 100%. But 60% of people saying that they are for a referendum? How? That means that jiggy jiggy around the corner, must we should be seeing the Western Cape a different country.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.